This recession will surpass anything we've seen in our lifetimes. Those are the words of University of Hawaii economist Carl Bonham. He addressed state lawmakers on the economic impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic this week. HPR's Ryan Finnerty has been tracking the developments. He joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, Catherine.
So, yeah, quite a week. Lots of developments.
Yeah, and they've been coming really quickly. It's been very difficult for economists to kind of keep up with it and continue making new projections, and it seems like as soon as they make one set of predictions, we kind of blow through those. But what we do know right now is that there were at least 80,000 new unemployment claims for the month of March. That's the number used in the UHERO, the University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization report. On one day in March, in mid-March, there were 20,000 new claims on just one day. And to kind of put that in perspective, the average unemployment level in 2019 was around 20,000 people statewide on a monthly basis. So we saw in one day we surpassed the average level of unemployment that we saw for the whole of last year. Visitor arrivals have also dropped to functionally zero, according to the Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism, their daily passenger survey. Using airline arrivals shows that there are almost no visitors coming to Hawaii anymore. And in the restaurant industry, that's another pretty troubling area for this crisis. 13% of all workers in Hawaii's workforce are in the restaurant industry. And the restaurant managers I've talked to that are able to stay open using takeout and phone orders are saying their business is down at least 80 to 90%. Some of them have just closed entirely. There was some analysis done by University of Hawaii economist Peter Filecki using data from OpenTable, the restaurant reservation website, and it showed that by mid-March, restaurant traffic in Honolulu had declined 100% compared to last year. So the big question on everyone's mind is, how bad will this be? And we don't really know, but here is what University of Hawaii economist Carl Bonham, who you mentioned at the top, said earlier this week.
We know Hawaii is already in a deep recession. That recession will surpass anything that we've seen in our lifetimes. There's really not any comparison that you can make to an economy where you've basically shut down hospitality and tourism. And will remain shut down for several months. You've shut down much of the local economy. Hopefully that will begin to come back faster. But even as the health crisis wanes in Hawaii, even if it passes quickly, it's going to take an extended period of time for the recovery to previous economic levels. And the really disturbing part about all this is that no one can say with any real certainty about how long the recovery will take.
And that's something Bonham has been saying for the last month, at least, before this crisis really took off locally, is that we don't know how long this will take, and everything will depend on how long it takes to contain the virus. And that's been reflected in the data. We have blown through previous projections that have come from UHERO, the University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization that Bonham heads, and they released their latest projections this week. And there's a couple of really stunning numbers, and the one is unemployment, which shows, Bonham said, we could see unemployment in Hawaii as high as 25% in the coming months. That would be for second quarter, so April through June. And that's huge. That's one in four people. That's the same level that the United States saw nationally during the Great Depression. So that is a really enormous number if it bears out. The second figure is state tax revenue. The latest report says tax revenue coming to the state could drop anywhere between 10 and 25%. So similarly, huge drops. And that figure really highlights how fast moving the crisis has been. Less than a month ago, the Council on Revenues, which is the body that projects tax revenue for the state, said that its projection of no change in tax revenue, so neither an increase or a decline, was a conservative estimate. And now we're talking about optimistically a 10% decline, and on the low end, 25%. So the changes are coming very rapidly, and unfortunately, they're not moving in a good direction.
We've heard from a number of people that we've just got to, like, brace ourselves for the next couple of weeks because, you know, we're going to see a spike in cases and more layoffs, and everybody's feeling the pain. I know the state labor department is pushing to really help those small businesses. I think they've got another facility that's opening in Kaka'ako to be able to process, like, the small business issues. They just need more help.
Yeah, the labor director, Scott Murakami, told me they are staffing up. They've increased the number of people processing unemployment claims by almost 40. And there is also this huge $2 trillion relief package coming from the federal government. It hasn't quite hit yet, but the money should be getting out to consumers and businesses in the next couple weeks. It's called the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Stimulus Act, or the CARES Act. And it did things like expand unemployment benefits, offers emergency loans to small businesses, as you mentioned, and it also guarantees paid sick leave for some employees. If you want to find more information on it, Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz has built a really easy-to-use guide for that law and its new benefits, and you can find it on his Senate website, and it kind of breaks it down based on benefits for business owners, for homeowners and renters, for employees needing unemployment, and it kind of goes down by the numbers. So that's a good way to find out what you're eligible for and what you could possibly expect from the federal government.
We did talk to Representative Ed Case, and he said the same thing. He's gotten thousands of calls. He also has a number of links in on his website as well, so lots of areas where people can go to get good information.
Yeah, and it is significant. I'm sure a lot of people out there are feeling like they're on their own, and as you mentioned, we just have to kind of hunker down for the next few months, but people should know this really is an extraordinary effort by the federal government, at least from Congress financially. It's the largest stimulus package that's ever been passed by Congress, but it's also been one of the most rapid. And I spoke with Beth Geesting, who runs the Hawaii Budget and Policy Center, and she told me that compared to even our last downturn, the Great Recession, this has been a really fast response.
The federal and even the state government are taking relatively swift action. Certainly, we never saw a couple of substantive bills come out of Congress this quickly during the Great Recession. This is almost lightning speed for government action.
But even with that lightning speed and the record-breaking value of this stimulus, a lot of people are already speculating that Congress will have to step in with even more financial support later this year, as the pandemic is now projected to last well into the summer.
All right. We'll have to hold hands and see how this all works out. But thanks so much, Ryan.
Maybe not hold hands, but
that's true. Social distancing. Well, that was HBR's Ryan Finity with the latest COVID-19 forecast for the University of Hawaii Economic Research Office.